Tonight is the fifth night of Hanukkah, so what better way to celebrate than a reggae show? In New York City, an Orthodox Jewish star is doing just that. His name is Matis Yahu. Tonight, he wraps up a series of Hanukkah concerts. Producer Lou Olkowski has his story.
Yeah! New York City!
In the days leading up to this Hanukkah concert, Matis Yahu had a dream that he was performing.
Basically, the stage that I was on was very empty. There was like a real feeling of emptiness there. There was no lights. The music itself was very low. I wasn't even singing. I was just making sounds. But every note that I made was like coming right from my heart.
And that's the feeling he's trying to get across at his Hanukkah concerts.
The place that I'm trying to come from and where I'm trying to make music from is when I feel like I'm able to somehow like transcend it all and just speak right to God.
Matis Yahu was born Matthew Miller, just a kid from the suburbs outside New York City. Brought up without much of a connection to his Jewish roots, Matis Yahu felt alone. Music and drugs were his solace. And when he was alone in his bedroom, he vaguely recognized Judaism in the reggae music he listened to.
I don't think you could pull one Bob Marley song that doesn't have quotes from the Torah or the Old Testament.
Exodus.
In that song, Bob Marley says, "We know where we're going, we know where we're from. We live in Babylon, we're going to the promised land." That's like what every like white middle-class suburban kid is trying to figure out. What, you know, where are we going and like where am I from, you know?
Matis Yahu discovered the promised land himself when he went to Israel for a semester, more or less as an excuse to get away from home and school.
I had no interest in my Jewishness, but here I was like in Jerusalem and I would see like a few hundred Hasidim packed into a small room and fervently praying, and like there was something really at stake. They were really talking to God, and that to me was something like I could connect to. It was a real experience.
Six years later, Matis Yahu became a practicing Orthodox Jew and a performer. His experiences in Jerusalem and of becoming religious have remained a point of inspiration. And while the highest holidays are strictly reserved for introspection and family, Hanukkah is different.
It is a time when music and performing, like just technically, on a technical level, plugging in guitar amps and playing music is not a problem.
Matis Yahu is alluding to the fact that as an Orthodox Jew, he follows a strict set of religious laws. One of the laws that Matis Yahu follows is about physical contact. Orthodox Jewish men don't have even casual contact with women except with their closest family members. Early in Matis Yahu's career, he didn't exactly honor all the laws.
So like when I was first performing, I used to stage dive and jump off the stage without really thinking too much about that law, you know, kind of like figuring it was mostly men that were holding me up. And that was like a no, couldn't do that.
At this point, the rules don't really get in the way of Matis Yahu's performances, but it does take vigilance. At the concert, Matis asked a fan to come up and light the candles on the Hanukkah menorah.
We've got to light up this darkness right here, you know.
But he had to get someone else, because the first guy who climbed on stage already lit the candles earlier that evening. And it goes against religious law to light the candles more than once in a night.
My man here already lit. Who didn't light the shop with the candles tonight? Huh? Right here. Right here. Come on up. Come on up.
A young woman came on stage, but she couldn't light the candles either, because she didn't speak Hebrew and couldn't say the prayer. So, with his fans standing silently by his side, Matis lit the candles and said the prayer himself. When When asked what he wants to impart this Hanukkah, Matisyahu looks back to a moment in his past when he was first becoming religious. How, on a winter's night, he went up to a rooftop in New York at sundown to pray.
In my life, at that point, I was really stuck and I was really struggling. I was really feeling the rawness and the emptiness and the loneliness. I was basically just, you know, wailing. And that's really what I try to get back to now at this point in my life, to try to somehow get back to that place, that stripped down place.
For NPR News, I'm Lou Olkowski in New York.
To hear Matisyahu's music from his latest album, No Place to Be, go to npr.org.